Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
There are a lot of people in the delivery room when you have a baby. Most of them are of the medical profession. Ellie is on the phone right now. Ellie, the person who wants to be in the room with you is a medical professional, but not one you want in the room. Exactly what's going on?
So my husband and I are having our baby in about 6 weeks. I'm ready. And his mother has made numerous comments about being in the room when I have the baby.
Ugh.
And I thought she was kidding, but the closer we get, the more it feels like she's serious about it. And she was a nurse, so she said she wants to be there in case anything goes wrong, but we're going to be in a hospital with paid nurses and all of that. My husband is her only son.
Okay.
So this is going to be her first grandchild. And I understand that. So she's making me feel really guilty about not having her in the room. And my husband even made the comment recently, the other day, Would it really hurt if she was in the room? Am I being unreasonable that I just want the room to be me and my husband?
No, sorry. We should have left room for people to get in on the conversation there. That's my bad. 713-881-5965. No.
Congratulations, by the way, that you're pregnant. Yes. We're very, very excited
Thank
for
you.
You. I'm caught
Thank
up on
you.
The fact that she's like, I used to be a nurse,
yeah.
So I'll be there in case anything goes wrong. That's like Sarah and I saying, we need to come to every party because we talk for a living. So just in case the conversation dulls, we'll be there to jump in.
It would have been like me walking up to your DJ, Jesse, at your wedding and being like, hey, I'm on the radio. I have a few song selections.
Just in case.
I understand that it's her only son. Like, I get that my daughter's my only daughter. So, like, every big thing in her life, I want to be a massive part of. But
right. This
is a very intimate, personal, invasive event.
Hello? Your business is about to be out and about for everyone to see.
Yes.
I don't even know if I want my own mother in the room, let alone someone else's mother.
Jesse, it's funny you say that because I do want my mom in the room.
So you want your mom in the room, but not his mom.
Exactly.
I think that's understandable. I mean, it's your mom, but someone else's mom is
It's
different.
His mom.
Yeah, and me and my mom are really close, so I mean, that makes sense to me, but I'm not close with his mother.
But right? It sounds like he is close to his mother.
Well, he's not giving birth.
But it's his
baby.
I know, trust me, I know. I get it. I'm just trying to see it from the mom's point of view, because I was all in on she can't be in this room. I don't care if you were a doctor. But now that your mom's in the room, I could see where she could feel kind of left out and not...
Okay. If he was giving birth, that's fine. It's her business that's going to be out and about for everyone to see. She's the one that's going to be screaming in pain and giving birth. If she wants her mom there, I think that's great. It is not appropriate for someone else's parent to be in the room if you're not comfortable with it. And that's just my opinion.
713-881-5965. And I hear that. I'm just looking at it from her point of view, too, that
you don't think she would be like understanding of that fact.
I don't think so.
Wouldn't you think like, oh my God, this isn't my daughter. I didn't give birth to her. If she wants this just to herself and her mom, I need to give her that space. Well, so, you know what? I should just ask you, Sarah, because you're a parent. One day, a million years down the road, if and when Parker chooses to have kids, would you fight for the other mom to be in the room if Parker wasn't comfortable with it.
No, I wouldn't, but I would understand where she was coming from. I wouldn't get in there and say, you have to do this, you need to do this. I don't think this woman has any say on who's in the room when you have a baby. That is your room, that is your procedure, that is your time. What I'm saying is, she is going about it the wrong way, but I understand where maybe her feelings are a little hurt in that she wasn't asked to be a part of this because your mom is being asked to be a part of this. I don't think she should be in the room, but I can understand where her feelings would be a little hurt.
Yeah, and that's the part that I do understand. I mean, maybe we just need a conversation because it's never been explicitly spoken about. It's just I've heard these comments off and on throughout the pregnancy, and it's making me nervous the closer it gets.
713-881-5965.
Bo, you were kind of in a similar situation. What was going on with your mom?
Mom was a midwife. My mom did at-home births for 8 kids. So I know my mom would have been more than capable of even doing it herself. But in the sense of the privacy for my ex-wife, I wouldn't have tried to get her in there.
What if your mother would have said, I want to be in there?
That still would have come on. It's completely up to my ex-wife.
Mix 96.5. Maya, who was in the room when you had your baby?
It was my mother-in-law and my parents. Oh, and my husband, of course.
We had a woman just call in, and her mother is going to be in the room, but she doesn't want her mother-in-law in the room. Do you think she should have both moms, or it's her choice?
I would say it's her choice. Like, not trying to be mean, just it's her body, and she's going to be exposed and really vulnerable and a lot of pain. And if she's not comfortable with it, it's totally up to her. I just have a really good relationship with my mother-in-law. That's why I didn't mind, but I believe it's totally up to the mom.
The mother-in-law is kind of asking her son to push and be like, hey, you should ask your wife and tell her, if her mom's going to be in the room, I should be in the room too. And that kind of puts, I'm sure, both of them in an uncomfortable position. How would you recommend them dealing with that?
It's really hard, but I would, the husband, should stand up for his wife and say, like, hey, no, mom, like, this is my wife, and she comes first now, and she's, her body is going to completely go through something so crazy and drastic, and, I mean, it's her choice. Like, it's going to be awkward, of course, but the mother-in-law should understand, like, this is not her baby, this is her grandbaby.
Jesse, I got a text from one of my friends who's a nurse, and she said, I'm a labor and delivery nurse. Put it on us. We do this all the time. Just have us go out there and tell her the bad news.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah, because the nurse that I had, hey, we don't have to have all these people. I'm like, no, that's fine. I don't mind. But yeah, like that makes it even more better. She should just have the nurse say, like, mom, you need to get out.
I love that idea. Hey, we'll call you when it's done.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you need to leave. And then for the rest of Christmas, she can be pissed at
and you can buy it out. I can't believe she did you like that. That was awful, huh? She sucked.
Exactly.
713-881-5965. We're going to talk to Catherine here in about 5 minutes. She says that her mother and her mother-in-law teamed up on her in the delivery room and said, we're going to be there. That story is next on Mix 96.5. We are having the conversation with you before you get put in an uncomfortable situation the day that your baby is going to be born about who's going to be in the room with you.
Does anyone have a right to be in that delivery room when you're giving birth?
Catherine, what happened with your mother-in-law and your mom?
So I think it's very fortunate that they're having this conversation now, because I didn't think it was a thing. It was going to be my husband and myself. And apparently, as we're in the delivery room, and I'm saying, okay, you two can go wait out in the waiting room, they both just said, nope, we're staying here. And then they started, my mother-in-law and my mother started fighting on who had more rights to be there.
What? When,
in fact, I didn't want either one to be there.
Can I tell you my biggest issue with this?
Go for it.
The birth should be about the mother. So if your feelings are hurt that you're not allowed in the room and you think you have some entitlement to be in the room, hold it to yourself. The last person that you need to be putting this on is the person who's literally about to give birth and go through the most traumatic process for their body. That's not your
Absolutely.
Problem. You're about to give birth. You should be focusing, praying, do what you got to do. And instead, the people who are supposed to love you most in this world is putting that on you?
That's not in your birth plan.
I was very thankful that I had nurses that kind of just took over and escorted them out so I could focus on what I needed to focus on. But I 100% tell everybody, have this conversation before D-Day.
It's so crazy you have to have this conversation ahead of time, because it feels like a moment that you would have to be invited to, not one you just show up to.
Like you get an entitlement
to. That's what I was assuming. I assumed that they knew that they needed to be invited, but for some reason, grandmas felt like they had the right to be there.
And it's not like it's not a party they haven't been to before. You've given birth. You know what this was like.
But it just, if the woman who's literally having contractions says no,
yeah.
Yes, ma'am, whatever you want. But the fact that you're arguing with the person who's literally about to have everything laid out on the table, get out of the room.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, I 100% agree. And unfortunately, I don't think anyone should have to have this conversation. But I always tell people, yes, have this conversation before D-Day. Because okay. When you're like your baby is crowning and your mother and mother-in-law are fighting, it's not pretty.
If we're at the point where my baby's crowning and you're still in the room, you better hope that epidural is kicked in and I can't get up and kick your you-know-what.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!